Krishna Book, Chapter 30, Krishna's Hiding from the Gopis. When Krishna suddenly disappeared from the company of the gopis, they searched for him everywhere. And not finding him anywhere, they became afraid and almost mad after him. They were simply thinking of the pastimes of Krishna in great love and affection. Being absorbed in thought of him, they experienced loss of memory, and with dampened eyes they began to see the very pastimes of Krishna, his beautiful talks with them, his embracing, kissing, and other activities. Being so attracted to Krishna, they imitated his dancing, his walking, and his smiling, as if they themselves were Krishna. Due to Krishna's absence, they all became crazy. Each one of them told the others that she was Krishna himself. Soon they all assembled together and chanted Krishna's name very loudly as they moved from one part of the forest to another, searching for him. Actually, Krishna is all pervasive. He is in the sky and he is in the forest. He is within the heart and he is always everywhere. The gopis therefore began to question the trees and plants about Krishna. There were various types of big trees and small plants in the forest, and the gopis addressed them. "Dear banyan tree, have you seen the son of Maharaj Nanda passing this way, laughing and playing on his flute? He has stolen our hearts and gone away. If you have seen him, kindly inform us which way he has gone. Dear Ashok tree, dear Nag flower tree and Champak flower tree, have you seen the younger brother of Balaram pass this way? He has disappeared because of our pride." Prabhupada comments, "The gopis were aware of the reason for Krishna's sudden disappearance. They could understand when they had been enjoying Krishna, they thought themselves to be the most fortunate women within the universe. And since they were feeling proud, Krishna had disappeared immediately just to curb their pride. Krishna does not like his devotees to be proud of their service to him. He accepts everyone's service, but he does not like one devotee to proudly consider him or herself better than others. If sometimes there are such feelings, Krishna ends them by changing his attitude toward the devotee." The gopis then addressed the tulsi plants. "Dear Tulsi, you are very much beloved by Lord Krishna because your leaves are always at his lotus feet. Dear Malati flower, dear Mallika flower, dear Jasmine flower, all of you must have been touched by Krishna while he was passing this way after giving us transcendental enjoyment. Have you seen Madhav passing this way? O mango trees, O trees of jackfruit, O pear trees and asana trees, O blackberries and bale trees, and trees of the kadamba flower, you are all very pious trees to be living on the bank of the Yamuna. Krishna must have passed through this way. Will you kindly let us know which way he has gone?" The gopis then looked upon the ground they were traversing and began to address the earth. "Dear earthly planet, We do not know how many penances and austerities you have undergone to be now living with the footprints of Lord Krishna upon you. You are very jolly. The hairs on your body are these jubilant trees and plants. Lord Krishna must have been very much pleased with you. Otherwise, how could he have embraced you in the form of Varaha, the boar? When you were submerged in water, he delivered you, taking your whole weight of the existence on his tusks. After addressing the innumerable trees and plants and the earth, they turned their faces toward the beautiful deer, who were looking at them very pleasingly. It appears, they addressed the deer, that Krishna, who is the supreme Narayan himself, must have passed through this way along with his companion Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Otherwise, how is it possible that the aroma of his garland, which is smeared with red kumkum from the breasts of the goddess of fortune, can be perceived in the breeze blowing here? It appears that they must have passed through here and touched your bodies, and thus you are feeling so pleasant and are looking toward us with sympathy. Will you kindly therefore inform us which way Krishna has gone? Krishna is the well-wisher of Vrindavan. He is as kind to us as you as to us. Therefore, after leaving us, he must have been present in your company. O fortunate trees, we are thinking of Krishna, the younger brother of Balaram. While passing through here, with one hand resting on the shoulder of the goddess of fortune, and the other hand twirling a lotus flower, he must have been very much pleased to accept your obeisances, and he must have glanced at you with great pleasure. Some of the gopis then addressed their gopi friends. Dear friends, why don't you question these creepers who are so jubilantly embracing the big trees as if the trees were their husbands? It appears that the flowers of the creepers must have been touched by the nails of Krishna. Otherwise, how could they feel so jubilant? After searching for Krishna here and there, the gopis became fatigued, and then they began to talk like mad women. They could satisfy themselves only by imitating the different pastimes of Krishna. One of them imitated the demon Putana, and one of them imitated Krishna and sucked her breast. One gopi imitated a hand-driven cart, and another gopi lay down beneath the cart and threw up her legs, touching the wheels of the cart, as Krishna had did, to kill the demon Shakatasura. One gopi imitated child Krishna and lay down on the ground, and one gopi became the demon Trinavarta and carried the small child Krishna by force into the sky. And one of the gopis began to imitate Krishna while he was attempting to walk, ringing his ankle bells. Two gopis imitated Krishna and Balaram, and many others imitated their cowherd boyfriends. One gopi assumed the form of Bakasura, and another forced her to fall down as the demon Bakasura did when he was killed. Similarly, another gopi defeated Vatsasura. Just as Krishna used to call his cows by their different names, so the gopis imitated him, calling the cows by their respective names. One of the gopis began playing on a flute, and another praised her the way Krishna's boyfriends praised him while he played on his flute. One of the gopis took another gopi on her shoulders, just as Krishna used to take his boyfriends. Absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, the gopi who was carrying her friend began to boast that she was Krishna herself. "All of you, just see my movement." One of the gopis raised her hand with her covering garments and said, "Now, don't be afraid of the torrents of rain and severe hurricanes. I will save you." In this way, she imitated the lifting of Govardhan Hill. One gopi forcibly put her feet on the head of another gopi and said, "You rascal Kaliya, I shall punish you severely. You must leave this place. I have descended to this earth to punish all kinds of miscreants." Another gopi told her friends, "Just see, the flames of the forest fire are coming to devour us. Please close your eyes, and I shall immediately save you from this imminent danger." In this way, all the gopis were madly feeling the absence of Krishna. They inquired about him from the trees and plants. In some places, they found the imprints of the marks on the soles of his feet, namely the flag, lotus flower, trident, and thunderbolt. After seeing those footprints, they exclaimed, "Oh, here is the impression of the marks on the soles of Krishna's feet. All the marks such as flag, lotus flower, trident, and thunderbolt are distinctly visible here." They began to follow the footprints, and shortly they saw another set of footprints beside them, and immediately they became very sorry. "Dear friends, just see, whose are these other footprints? They are beside the footprints of the son of Maharaj Nanda. It is certainly Krishna passing through, resting his hand on some other gopi, exactly as an elephant goes side by side with his beloved mate. We must therefore understand that this particular gopi served Krishna with greater affection and love than ourselves. Because of this, although he has left us, he could not leave her company. He has taken her along with him. Dear friends, just imagine how the dust of this place is transcendentally glorious. The dust of the lotus feet of Krishna is worshipped even by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. But at the same time, we are very sorry that this particular gopi has gone along with Krishna, for she is now sharing the nectar of Krishna's kisses and leaving us aside to lament. Oh, friends, just see, at this particular spot, we do not see the footprints of that gopi. It appears that because there is some pinpricks from the dried grass, Krishna took Radharani on his shoulder. Oh, she is so dear to him. Krishna must have picked some flowers on this spot to satisfy Radharani, because here, where he stood erect to get the flowers from the high branches of the tree, we find only half the impression of his feet. Dear friends, just see how Krishna must have sat down here with Radharani and tried to set flowers in her hair. You can be certain that both of them sat together here. Krishna is self-sufficient. He has nothing to enjoy from any other source. Yet, just to satisfy his devotee, he treated Radharani exactly as a lusty boy treats his girlfriend. Krishna is so kind that he always tolerates the disturbances created by his girlfriends. In this way, all the gopis pointed out the faults of the particular gopi who had been taken alone by Krishna. They said that this chief gopi, Radharani, must be very proud of her position, thinking herself the greatest of the gopis. Yet, how could Krishna take her away alone, leaving all of us aside, unless she is extraordinarily qualified and beautiful? She must have taken Krishna into the deep forest and told him, "My dear Krishna, I am now very tired. I cannot go any further. Please carry me wherever you like." When Krishna was spoken to in this way, he might have told Radharani, "All right, better get on my shoulder." But immediately Krishna must have disappeared, and now Radharani must be lamenting for him. "My dear lover, my dearest, you are so fine and so powerful. Where have you gone? I am nothing but your most obedient maidservant. I am very much aggrieved. Please come and be with me again." Krishna, however, is not coming to her. He must be watching her from a distant place and enjoying her sorrow. All the gopis then went further and further into the forest, searching out Krishna. But when they learned that actually Radharani was left alone by Krishna, they became very sorry. This is the test of Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, they were a little envious that Krishna had taken Radharani alone, leaving aside all the other gopis. But as soon as they knew that Krishna had also left Radharani and that she was alone lamenting for him, they became more sympathetic to her. The gopis found Radharani and heard everything from her about how she had misbehaved with Krishna and how she was proud and was insulted for her pride. After hearing all this, they became actually very sympathetic. Then, all the gopis, including Radharani, proceeded further into the forest until they could no longer see the moonlight. When they saw that it was getting gradually darker, they stopped. Their mind and intelligence became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. They all imitated the activities of Krishna and his speeches. Due to their heart and soul being completely given to Krishna, they began to chant his glories, completely forgetting their family interests. In this way, all the gopis returned to the bank of the Yamuna and assembled there. And expecting that Krishna must return to them, they simply engaged in chanting the glories of Sri Krishna. "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare."
Thank you.
Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jai Giri Varadhari Jai Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jagiri Varadhari Jagiri Varadhari Jaya Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jai Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jagiri Varadhari Jagiri Varadhari Jagiri Varadhari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Okay,
so this is the original nature of Krishna. Original nature of Krishna. He is Radha Madhava. He is lover of Srimati Radharani. And Kunja Bihari. Always enjoying the company of the gopis within the bushes of Vrindavan forest. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. So he is not only lover of Radharani, but Brajajana Ballo. The whole residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna. They do not know anything else. They do not know whether Krishna is God or not. Neither they are very much harassed that I shall love Krishna if he is God. He may be God or he may be whatever he is. It doesn't matter, but we love Krishna, that is all. That is called unalloyed love. If Krishna is God, then I shall love him. This is conditional love. This is not pure love. Krishna may be God or whatever he may be, but by his wonderful acts, the Brajabasi, they are thinking, oh, Krishna is a very wonderful child, maybe some demigod. Maybe some demigod. Because people are generally under impression that the demigods are all powerful. They are powerful within this material world, but they do not know that Krishna is above all of them, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, that the highest demigod, Brahma, is giving his opinion, the supreme controller is Krishna. So as the residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna without any condition. Similarly, Krishna also loves them, Brajajana Vallabha Girivaradhar. When the inhabitants of Vrindavan were in danger because they stopped Indra Yagya, and Indra became very angry and he sent very great powerful cloud and rained over Vrindavan incessantly for 7 days. So when the inhabitants became very much disturbed, Krishna, although he was only 7 years old boy, he saved them by lifting the Govardhan hill. So he taught Indradeva, demigod, that to stop your disturbance is the business of my little finger, that's all. So he came down to his knees. These things we'll find in Krishna bow.
Krishna bow.
So as Gopijana Vallabha, his only business is how to protect Gopijana. So our Krishna consciousness movement is how to become one of the Gopijana. Then Krishna will save us from any danger, even by lifting a hill or mountain. Krishna is so kind and so powerful. When Krishna lifted the hill, he did not practice some yoga system. That is God. Although he was a child, he was playing like a child, he was dealing like a child, but when there was need, he was manifesting as God. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Not that he has to go and practice some yoga system, then he becomes God. No. He is not that type of God. Not manufactured God. He is God. The Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari. And as a child, as beloved child of Yashoda, Yashoda Nandan, Krishna likes to be a child of a devotee. He wants to be chastised from his devotee father and mother because everyone worships him. Nobody goes to chastise him. So he takes pleasure when a devotee chastises him. That is Krishna's service. If Krishna takes pleasure being chastised, so the responsibility is taken by devotee, all right, I shall become your father and chastise you. When Krishna wants to fight, one of his devotee becomes Hiranyakashipu and fights with him. So, all activities of Krishna is with his devotees. He is, therefore, to become associate of Krishna, to develop Krishna consciousness. Jasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. His only business is how to satisfy. As Vrajajana's business is how to satisfy Krishna. Similarly, Krishna's business is how to satisfy Vrajajana. This is reciprocation of love. Jamuna Thira Vanachari. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is wandering on the banks of Jamuna to please the gopis, the cowherds, boys, the birds, beasts, calves. They are not ordinary birds, beasts, calves or men. They are on the top of self-realization. Kritapunna Punya. After many, many lives, they got that position to play with Krishna. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that anyone can go to Krishna Loka and become his associate as a friend or so many other things, as a servant, as father, as mother. And Krishna is agreeable to any one of these propositions. These things are described very nicely in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So, Krishna does not go even a step from Vrindavan. His original Krishna is Vrindavan. That is described in the Brahma Sangita. Chintamani prakara sadamasu kalpa briksa laksha briteshu suravi ravipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sivamanam Govindam Madhipurisam. Brahma is accepting the Supreme Personality of Govinda, Krishna in Vrindavan. Veenum Kannantam. He is engaged in playing flute. Aravinda Dalayataksham Varahabatam Samasitam Vidasandarangam Kandatva Koti Kamaniya Visesa Sobham Govindam Adhikurisam Tamam. So take advantage of these books, this knowledge, this prasadam, this chanting, and be happy and go to Krishna. So nice thing. All right.
Okay, so now I will turn the chat feature on. And now you can chat, and I will begin my concert. My first song will be dedicated to my good friend, Chima.